Kevin Miller was, of course, one of my best friends, and there was a group of us. There's about five or six of us that were all kind of really close friends with him, and through him, we all got really tight, especially after he passed. But Kevin was massive about promoting athletes. He was mostly into basketball, but he did a few other things. But I always say it really didn't matter if you were a lottery pick or the last kid off of the bench. He treated everybody the same and had just a heart for promoting athletes. And then he started Media Days back in 2023, and that was the fall for basketball. And thanks to the great people at First Community Bank in Little Rock, we've had a shelter over our heads so that way we could have a place to do it. And after that happened, about 4 months later, after we had that first one with, I think, probably about 60 or so teams, he passed away of a heart attack. And it was obviously very sudden. And one of the first things that that group that I referred to a second ago, when we got together after his funeral, that was one of the first things we thought of. We want to continue Media Days and along with some other stuff. So we just kind of rolled the dice and hoped that other teams would participate. Of course, Mountain Home was one of those that they came down for football last year. And I think we did 63 teams last summer. And then once we finish up everything, once it's all said and done on Thursday, then it will be, I think, 106 teams, including 31 volleyball. So we've just been incredibly blessed to have great support, not just from the teams and coaches and things like that, but really just our sponsors that have helped us out. And then all of the helping hands that have made this possible.